Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio and Joe DiBiase. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Joe, you ever do VR stuff?
Like, I can count on one hand. Like, it's not much. No.
You're missing out, man.
Why, did you do it this weekend?
Oh, no, no. We've had VR now at our house for, like, a few years.
Yeah, that's right.
But, like, finally, like, really getting into some of the stuff it offers.
Yeah.
Okay, you go to golf simulators. We talked about it. And it's not the same thing, but the VR golf's pretty darn good, too.
Pretty cool. I could imagine.
The problem is finding a spot to swing a club, maybe. But they have these little, like, attachments you use, and it's like a club. It's not a real club.
I would
but
be worried
feels
about
like one.
Not knowing my bearings and then hitting a wall by accident. It's kind of like a padded room, maybe.
I was going to show you this before we started. I'm just going to do this while I'm talking. There's a baseball one we're doing. This is Max swinging a baseball bat with a bat attachment.
Okay.
Okay, and you see him, right?
Yeah.
And then literally on my phone, I'm showing Joe this on, I can track it and watch what he's doing.
Oh,
that's
nice.
The technology. So I can see the pitcher pitching to him.
So you could coach him up a little bit.
Yeah. And I like exactly.
Elbow
like,
in.
Why'd you go for that one?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That was a ball. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
The technology.
That's insane.
Right.
I have not done this. The coolest that the baseball one you're showing me now reminds me of who showed this off. Somebody in the NFL was showing the VR technology that they train for in the NFL, where you're like you're trying to see like. Coverages
yes,
and whatnot.
This is exactly what it is.
That's basically this for baseball.
And this is exactly, look at the pitch. Bam.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That was a single right there.
And now I'm actually learning also how to, I guess apparently I can kind of choose what pitch he sees.
Oh, you can?
Like, I can do that. I haven't done that yet. I haven't gotten that far yet.
Okay.
But apparently you can do that. And I can be like, you throw him a fastball, throw him a curveball. And I want to kind of challenge and be like, okay, you know, are you going to go for this, right?
Yeah.
And then the other thing I've been doing, So I downloaded, I'm like, I need a good, because when I got my pacemaker, I couldn't work out for a while, I couldn't do stuff. And when you are working out and then you don't, you feel like, I'm a blob and I need to do something.
Yeah.
And I downloaded this body combat workout.
I was just in my head thinking, like, the thing I would want that for is, like,
oh my
boxing.
God.
Like, boxing
it
workout
is kicking
or routine
my
or
ass
something like that. Yeah.
In a great way.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
What
it's
is
called
it?
Les Mills Body Combat.
Body combat. Because when you said combat, I immediately thought like, combat. Like MMA fighting or something. Like
no, but you're learning. Yeah. Like it's punching, it's boxing.
Yeah,
it's kickboxing.
Nice.
And like I get it on, and like you have to. I get up in the morning, and I'm like, I'm going to do this. And within like two like little sessions, just the sweat is dripping. And the other day, it's one of those deals where like I couldn't walk because I was so sore from doing the squatting up and punching and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Wow.
It's amazing.
You're making me want to get
one. The technology is incredible.
You're really making me want to get one. Get one with like a boxing thing. Can you actually like, I want one like where you actually have a person across from you.
Oh, you could do that for sure. Yeah, yeah. I haven't downloaded it, but all that stuff is available to you now. Right? You got to check it out. So that's the new thing kind of I've been doing. It's pretty cool. And I was thinking, you saw all of these videos coming out this weekend of here comes Sean McDermott into the arena. Here comes Brandon Bean, the one Von Miller posted, right?
Yeah.
And all these other, so what happened? Was this Madden? Like, where did all this come from?
I don't actually know the source. I thought it was just an AI-generated thing that someone created.
Okay, that could be it.
I think.
Now, I don't know if you guys mentioned
this.
But
the fact that it was all the same video with, like, a different edit on each makes it a little weird. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, so
for those that don't know, Von Miller was one who posted like on Instagram. It's like a video, it's like the new meme, whatever, of someone like walking out on stage in front of a giant crowd and like going nuts. And the Von post was what? Brandon Bean entering Bills Mafia after trading up for a receiver?
Yes, but part of the reason I brought this up, Von, that was originally posted by someone else. Breon Harris.
Oh, okay.
Who actually is one of the people who formed Bill's Mafia with Del Reed. And Breon does a lot of this stuff. And apparently he posted it. And then Von took that video and put it on his Instagram. So there was a thing about it this weekend. So while everyone sees Von's
he
post.
Stole it?
I would say kind of, yeah, sort of, yeah. I guess that's how you want to say it. But I don't think it was, like, I think he might have changed the way the graphics are with the actual.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But if you go to Breon's Twitter, I saw it from him first.
Right.
And then I saw Von, and people were like, wait a minute. Von took what you posted.
Von ripped it off.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you go to Bray's Twitter, Bray_88, I think is what it is. So I wanted to make sure because I saw everyone posting about what Von posted, but Von actually got that. That was actually from someone else's video.
Okay.
And that was Breon Harris who had posted about Brandon Bean walking out and, you know, wide receiver. Now, I want to give Bray credit, no doubt. But it does bring into question, what does Von know, if anything? He likes to pretend he knows things. Or is he just playing into the crowd?
I think he's a Bills fan.
Right, yes.
He is.
Yes.
Right, like he's us. He is, you know, wanting to stoke the flames a little bit because of who he is. But does he know that they want to trade? I mean, he could, but if he didn't know, I feel like he would still post it, if that makes sense. If he likes the idea or thinks it's a cool idea and he doesn't know anything about their draft plans, I feel like he would still post that video. So he could know.
Right, I agree.
He could know, but I might want to bet that he's not in lockstep with every thought that Brandon Bean has right now about the draft.
Could this... So we just did, right before I came in the studio here, Matt Bove and I did a podcast with Brian Baldinger. It's actually up right now on YouTube. I'm going to go to my YouTube page, Sal Sports, on YouTube on the video. If you're a subscriber on the audio, it's going to be out shortly. It's in the process of being put out right now. But we just did it. I just posted it on video, and you can go check it out. And one of the things that has really come to light here with this draft process, we talk about receiver. We all know the Bills need a receiver. What's after that? Well, first of all, I think you can make a case, and we see now today UCLA edge rusher Leiatu Latu, I think is how you say it, mm-hmm. is visiting the Bills and the Eagles tomorrow. That is something I do think the Bills still need to be interested in, is adding to the pass rush. You know what's a really interesting polarizing position? Not polarizing from a standpoint of, I guess it could be polarizing from like who thinks they should or shouldn't. Joe, nationally, there's this thing that the Bills really, really have a need at corner. And locally, there's not.
Hmm.
Every time I talk to somebody nationally, they go, well, they still have a need at corner. Do they have a need at corner? They don't as the start. I think it comes from people not knowing how good Christian Benford was last year.
That's what that was always my first thought when I saw that. So I, for the most part, think that's a big part of it. that, hey, the Bills would like to improve from Christian Benford, maybe. Like, sixth-round pick from a couple years ago. I don't really think they need to improve from Christian Benford. I think Christian Benford was a darn good corner for them. So, I don't see a short-term need. I do understand the long-term need, though. For, do you have... The same way you could say this about receiver. Do they have a Stephon Diggs replacement in the building right now? They do not.
No.
Do they have a Tre'Davious White replacement in the building right now? See, this is where it's like kind of a
half-answer. For one year, they do.
For one year, they do. Definitely. Rasul Douglas was playing at an all-pro level in the second half of last year. So for one year, the answer is yes. If you want to talk big picture, past that, the answer probably is no. I like Christian Benford a lot, but I think it's a bit of a reach to think he's that level of player. So, and Kyrie Elam, we'll see. Maybe they get a little bit of a comeback here, but I don't know. You definitely can't count on it. I get the long-term need for it. It just doesn't feel like a position that you need to tackle right now. You can wait on it. You can take that swing next year. You could draft a guy. If they drafted a second-round corner, I wouldn't be upset. If they went receiver in round one and decided the best player on the board is a corner in round two, then we're going to do that. I could get behind that. There's enough logic that it makes sense to me. The problem with me for corner as a need for round one is that position, I just don't think the guy is going to play unless there's an injury. And the position this team is in, Brandon Bean saying after the season that the new phase of this team is they're going to have to ask more of young players. If their first pick is a guy that is only playing if there's an injury, I don't think that makes a lot of sense for this team right now.
To jump back a little while ago, just before I forget this, thank you very much, Dominic, who tweets in, "Hey, Sal, the video we're talking about, the graphic thing with the guys coming out, it's an intro to a Lil Baby concert that became trendy after someone had an AI clip into it jumping around. The NFL Twitter then got a hold of it."
Okay.
Like NFL Twitter fans.
Yeah, okay.
NFL fans on Twitter. Anyway, that's it. So it's a Lil Baby concert clip. Thank you, Dominic. I appreciate that. That is getting connected with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. It is the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio, Sneaky Joe DiBiase here. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. The question, the answer to this problem... corner and walking it through really to me comes down to, Joe, if they don't feel Kyer Elam can step into a serviceable role, then it becomes a much bigger need, because then they have nobody behind the top two. Right. I like Jamarcus Ingram. You know that. I'm a Jamarcus Ingram guy.
Yep.
I'm not here to tell you Jamarcus Ingram needs to be their third corner, though. I like him for depth and I like his possibilities. But, Joe, if Kyer Elam doesn't translate, they have nobody after those guys. Cam Lewis isn't playing outside corner. He's a slot guy and a safety.
Right.
That's the issue. But we have no evidence to suggest either way right now whether they actually believe Kyer Elam can be that guy or they believe he can't be that guy, the way they've handled him, the way they've treated him. I would tell you this. I don't think they're going to go into the draft thinking he's not the guy. I think they'd be more on the side of, we still think we can get something out of him.
Right. And at the moment, what do you need out of him? You don't need him to be a regular starter. You need him to be depth,
yes.
Right? Like, and often, yes, that guy probably has to play. That Dane Jackson has been that guy Dane Jackson been that guy since he got here, pretty much?
Yes.
And he got into a lot of games. So it can happen. That's my question, too. Like, do they trust Elam enough to be a number three outside corner? Because I like Elam enough, and I think that he's actually been a little bit, you know, the bust narrative for him has been a little over-exaggerated. I think Benford developing into the player he has kind of, you know, pushed that along. But I get it. He's been inconsistent at the least, and the Bills certainly don't act like they love him as a player. But do they like him enough to be a third guy? Because that's not a huge leap, I don't think. I mean,
well, the third guy last year had to play against Jacksonville and London and got torched.
That's true. He also had to play against Pittsburgh, though, and played pretty well. A little bit of a back and forth, but that's Kyrie Elam,
right?
Different,
quarterback and passing offense, too.
Very true. Bean, by the way, I don't know how much credit. I am an Elam truther, so it's fine. Like, uh-huh. I'm going to get labeled. Like, I'm just going to defend him at every corner. But I will point out, Bean did mention injury along the way for him.
He did.
Right?
Yep.
So, I don't know. I don't want to completely absolve him of every mistake he made. I mean, not being able to cover Ridley. He was horrible in that game, no doubt. If it were me, I would be fine with it. I think you let him be the number three. If you want to bring in a veteran, they do that a lot, right? Xavier Rhodes, Josh Norman, before it's been guys that are a little bit more, you know, better players at this point. They want to bring in some veteran fourth corner. Levi Wallace, I think, is still out there. And
he might. The latest Denver. Was Denver, right?
Yeah, I don't think I ever saw him sign.
No,
though.
He didn't sign, as of right now, at least.
But if you want to put him in the room or have someone on speed dial like that, I think you can be okay. Without having to spend a premium asset on corner.
I had a name. I don't think it would happen, but...
Who?
I'm wondering what you thought. I'm glad you brought it up. You said Levi Wallace, and I'm like, oh, there was another guy I thought of. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Stephon Gilmore. He's a free agent.
He's available right now?
He's a free agent.
What was he? He was in Dallas?
Yeah.
Okay. He probably... is going to want to start somewhere, though, right? Well, I guess,
probably.
Though, if you get an injury and you don't want to start Elam, then you might call up Stephon Gilmore to come back.
Now, I would tell you, I mean, I don't think he's necessarily a man or a zone guy. He can play both. I think he'd probably, yeah. I mean, at this stage of his career, he'd probably be better at zone, but at the same time, I think he's more considered more of a man guy.
Yeah, I'm looking at his PFF stuff. PFF liked him at both last year.
There you go.
Pretty good at both. So,
All right. He's out there.
So, no, it's not like they traded him away. It's not like...
No, but there was a lot of stuff after he left. I think even his his wife even tweeted a couple things like over the last the year or two later. But look, I mean, he wants a job, right? And
you can, right. Yeah.
He wants a job.
Starting job somewhere.
I mean, he's played for the Bills, the Panthers, the Colts, and the Cowboys.
Yeah.
And the Patriots, by the way, of course.
It's just not high on
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's not high on my needs list for them. I think you've got time. And who's to say, by the way, Rasul? I know corner is one of these positions where, you know, guys can hit the wall quick, kind of like receiver once you turn 30, maybe even more so. Not as much as running back, but Gilmore is, like I just mentioned, he had a good year last year for Dallas, and he's 33 years old. So I don't know if you want to count on this, but it also is possible that Rasul Douglas just has a great season all year. And then what happens? He'll be 30 years old. He's 29 right now. He'll be 30 at the start of the year, though. So if Rasul Douglas has a full season playing like he just played, what do we think is going to happen? They're bringing him back, right?
Yes.
They're not letting,
I think so.
They're not letting that get away from them. If he plays at the level he was just at for a full season, I think they are keeping Rasul Douglas. And then you can even push your corner spot down the road even more. Maybe Kyrie Elam's shown some signs of improvement if he's gotten in the games at all. So it's just not top of mind for me. It's just not if they loved a player like Cooper DeJean is one of these guys, right, that's mocked in the first round.
Kool-Aid McKinstry.
He's more of a safety, though,
right?
Isn't he?
Yeah, I think
but yeah,
right.
Kool-Aid
right.
McKinstry. I've seen him listed as DB, so that could be both, maybe. I don't know. It's just not. It's
just
not near
Kool-Aid.
My favorite idea.
Just wanted to say Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid. Yeah, it's a good name.
That is it.
It's a you good draft name. The guy named Kool-Aid, and it's yeah. It's
you better be good, by the way. If your name is Sauce,
yeah,
and you go to the NFL,
you better be
you gotta
good.
Be good. Your name's Kool-Aid. You go to the NFL. Okay, so now I'm being told it's not Lil Baby. It's Lil Yachty. Yachty.
Lil Yachty. Yeah.
Lil Yachty. Not okay. Lil Baby.
All right.
Okay. Well, I don't know
the
my
video,
difference between
video,
Lil Baby
way,
and Lil Yachty. I don't know the difference between the two. I'm learning.
Lil but, Baby doesn't exist. It's Da Baby.
Da Baby, yeah.
Oh, that's why.
You know what? How did I not catch that? You're right. Lil Baby. There's no Lil Baby? There's got to be
there's
a Lil
be.
Baby out there.
Maybe like,
I know Da Baby is like he's the
yeah,
one, but
he's the guy.
There's like, no Lil Baby out there. Gotta be.
Yeah, so that
if
was
not,
the video
I'm
where it came
it.
From.
If not, I'm taking it. That's prime real estate.
We're gonna have Dave Buchanan join us in about 10 minutes. The Bandits made the playoffs, and I think they went on a little run at the end of the year actually to make the playoffs. They're the defending NLL champions. They're gonna make the playoffs, but I haven't really been able to follow them as much this year, and last year was able to follow them a little bit more and went to a few games. Went to one game this year, actually, earlier in the season. They wound up losing that one. It was maybe the opener or the second home game they had, but they're in the playoffs, and it's a great story, of course, with the Bandits and their success, and of course, we have the other team who plays in that same arena not having the success, the Buffalo Sabres, who are wrapping up their season. When's their finale? Is it tonight or tomorrow? It's tonight. It's tomorrow, right? Let's see. Tonight. Tonight against the Lightning. I should
tonight.
Know that.
Yeah.
6 p.m. tonight is when the pregame show starts, and then 7 o'clock is when the puck drops. You guys had an interesting poll this morning. Was it you or Jeremy? Are things as good as they have?
It was Jeremy, yeah.
It was basically, I can go back and look at the poll, but considering the way the season played out, Jeremy White asked on a poll this morning at his Twitter page, at JeremyWGR, he said, let me read this to you. Is it not as bad as it looks? Or is it worse than it looks? Now, I knew the results would be this way because you're dealing with a fan base that's very frustrated right now. Worse than it looks. 61%. 62%, actually. Over not as bad as it looks.
I'm split a little bit on that. It's definitely realistic to think it's not as bad as it looks. That they had so many players regress this year. And they found a goalie, and the Byram move looked okay early on. I don't know how that's looking lately, though. But there's enough positive signs, like, this is going to get back on track. I'm spooked, though. I think I'm worried about their high-level talent. That the theory that's in my head right now that I really hope is not what happened this year is that they were so good last year at scoring goals because of their style. Because their coach said, don't worry about mistakes. Go out there. Be fast. Play aggressive. Score as many goals as you can. And they went out there and they did it. And then this year came about and it's, all right, guys, we're going to bottle it up a little bit. We're going to play a little bit more responsibly. We can't allow as many goals as we did last year. In part, like, how would you think that would work? In your mind, as a coach, as a GM, whoever's in on that decision of what style you're going to play, how in your mind would you think that would work? It's, okay, stylistically, we're going to get a little bit more buttoned up, but the guys are so talented, they're still going to score. Maybe they won't be third in the league, but the talent level will not allow them to not score. They're
right.
They're that good. Maybe they're just not as talented as we thought they were. Maybe they were the third highest team in the league in scoring. Not because they've got all this firepower. Maybe they had the third highest amount of goals because that's the style they played. And that's my fear right now. That's my fear is that Tage Thompson's a really good player, but he's not. They're a lot better. You can do a lot better for your number one center. And that Dylan Cousins might not be as bad as we just saw, but that you can do a lot better for your number two center. And that's those are the two guys right now in general that are worrisome for me is, you know, you can't have your top two centers playing like that all season.
It's a good question. I don't know. But man, didn't we see enough from Tage maybe the last month or so where it seems like he's more healthy, where he's kind of regaining that form to look like, you know, he was
Tage
last year?
Tage definitely is. Tage,
not Dylan.
I wouldn't even say, though, to last year. It's a lot better.
Yeah.
But is it to where it was? Like, last year he was walking through people on a nightly basis. Like, that is happening more, but it's still not at the level it was last year. So, you know, but to your point, like, if Tage played like he has the last 3 weeks for an entire season, would I sign up for that? That's like 35 to 40 goals and maybe around, is he even at a point a game in that stretch? I'll have to look. I guess I don't know, though. Like, look around the league. Kucherov is 140 points. I mean, McDavid is McDavid. But McKinnon's out there, and, you know, not all these teams win, but it is so hard to win in this league when you don't have elite talent. You got to have at least a guy or two or three that are just elite-level players. And I think Dahlin is that on a consistent basis, but I feel like Tage has got to be, he's got to be at a bar to clear that is just insanely high. That might be unfair to him, but the problem is he showed us it, right? The problem is Tage showed us, hey, I could be in the Rocket Richard race. I could be in the MVP conversation. Like, he showed us he has that in him, and now you see what that's worth. And when you don't have it, how hard that is, that I'm in a tough spot because I don't, if talent's their problem, then that's a big problem.
We have a caller who wants to talk about Tage. That is Elliot in Amherst. Go ahead, Elliot. You're on WGR.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hope you're doing well.
You got it.
I hear you guys talking about, you know, maybe the lack of star power this season and how, you know, maybe we came back down to earth. Maybe the season wasn't as bad as we thought. We had a lot of injuries and maybe our players just regressed a little bit back to reality. But I feel like definitely Tage Thompson, I don't think that the case is that he regressed. I mean, he broke his hand earlier in the year. You could totally tell his shots per game went down. I think his shooting percentage is about 11.4% right now. Last year was 16%. That wasn't really maybe maintainable as much, but I think, like, the past couple months we've been seeing Tage go dangle people a lot more and get closer to the net. Like, we used to see him score a lot of goals last year. I think more so the problem with the Sabres talent, like, has to do with players like maybe Alex Tuch. I know he gets overlooked a lot because he's a Buffalo guy and he works really hard and he skates hard and he has great fitness and endurance and he sometimes is great. But I feel like I watched every game this season and 80% of the time Alex Tuch is skating in circles or turning around. He's never sound positionally. And I feel like with Tage Thompson on the first line, I just don't understand how players like Skinner and Tuch are awarded so much ice time. I feel like they make so many mistakes with the puck, and I feel like it affected Tage Thompson's production this year with the lack of accountability with management. Like, Jeff Skinner shouldn't be playing 16 minutes a game if he's not even invested in the game, you know, a quarter at a time. So I think that was a big problem this year, just a lack of accountability on some of these players.
Well, wait, what did you – accountability would be what? Moving Skinner off that line? Because for over a month, they moved him off.
In my opinion, moving Skinner at the very end of the season on that Krebs line was like a slap in the face because, I mean, I don't care. I love Jeff. He's like one of my favorite characters on the team. But if you're making $9 million a year, I don't even think that matters. You should be benched. Sometimes I saw him playing. I mean, I wanted to scrape my eyes out with the effort he was
putting in. Okay, I hear you. But, Elliot, at the same time, this team couldn't score goals all year, and until he got moved off that line, he was number one on the team in goals.
And I agree with you in that. I know he has 24 goals this year, and, I mean, if you're paying him $9 million, at least he's scoring you those goals. Obviously, Jeff Skinner is a great goal scorer. And, you know, it's funny. As much as I hated Ralph Krueger, I almost respected the fact that he said he measured his career on goal scoring, because it's like these past couple years in Buffalo, when do you see Jeff Skinner skating hard on a back check? Like, I mean, really, never.
All right, all this is like window dressing anyway, right, Elliot? Like, the real point I think you want to make is that you think Tage is closer to what he was last year than this year, right?
And the other people around are affecting why...
Right, and the injury.
Right.
Yeah, for sure. Dylan Cousins the same. Like, I feel like Dylan Cousins had an off year. I'm not worried about him, but it concerns me that almost they moved on from Casey Mittelstadt, who looked like a real NHLer this year, when you had Dylan Cousins struggling a lot. Like, it makes me wonder, like, how they value their players.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Elliot. Cousins, though, like, what part of trading Mittelstadt is you trust that this isn't Cousins, right? If they thought this was Dylan Cousins, they would not have traded Casey Mittelstadt. Because they would have needed Casey Mittelstadt. They would have needed to pay Casey Mittelstadt. Because they'd be in big trouble with who their second line center is. So, I'll listen to the Tage injury part. For me, it's not the wrist, though. It's the back. Because his skating was always the problem for me. His balance was the problem for me all season. His shooting percentage definitely went down. But the back thing that he had at one point, I think, I'm just guessing, could have been what affected him more. I don't know what we're talking about with Alex Tuch. Alex Tuch, like, positionally, maybe in his own end, there are times. I don't even know what we're talking about. He's one of the best forecheckers in the league. And that's because he knows where to be, and he's got the skating and the length, so whatever. I don't think it's the teammates around Tage. I thought maybe it's more injury. Cousins, I don't have an explanation. Good luck explaining that one. J.J. Paterka was on his line all year, and that guy's been one of the most dangerous players. I don't know. Cousins, I have no explanation for what happened. He turns the puck over on Saturday, and there have been plays like that all year. Watch that playback. Reinhardt scoring in overtime to beat the Sabres. Maybe not everyone was watching. It was a nice day, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. The Masters was on. 3-on-3 overtime. Where does Cousins think he's going with the puck? It's just a fumbling turnover right to Barkov, and it's in the back of your net in 3 seconds. And as he turns up, there's nobody there. Like, there are just plays like that with him all year where I just don't get it. Like,
and this was on the heels of Jeremy asking Granato just the other day about that kind of stuff, right? Which is like, hey, is he trying to do too much?
Right. So, like, he's got to go back to Whitehorse maybe for a summer and, like, go, you know, just get away from it all and reset his mind, because he's the one, like, Tage, I feel like I can start to explain why everything regressed. Cousins, I'm having a really hard time figuring out what the heck happened to him this year.
Devontae Smith has signed a 3-year, $75 million contract extension with the Philadelphia Eagles. 3 years, $75 million for Devontae Smith. $51 million guaranteed.
Wow.
That's a deal for Devontae Smith. We will take a timeout. When we come back, Dave Buchanan joins us. He is one of the announcers for the Bandits, and they're making the playoffs. So we're going to talk all about their season and what lies ahead for the Buffalo Bandits lacrosse team as the playoffs are upon us.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.